Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you? Come with me and experience the unexplainable. You will believe. Join me this episode as I tell you a little bit about myself and what I've been up to the past 11 years. Who am I as a medium? Keep listening to find out. Greetings, lovely listeners. My journey as a medium takes place in the year 2014. What have I done with my mediumship, and who am I to host a podcast? Well, let me share a little bit about my journey with you. In 2014, I became aware without a doubt that I was a medium, and I was happy about it. I was grateful because I finally understood why my mind worked the way it did and why I would see these people that I didn't know who they were and I thought was just my imagination. I finally understood my mind and I understood I was seeing spirit. And not only was I seeing spirit in 2014, I've been seeing spirit people in my mind since as young as I can remember. And so I was happy. And so I did what any happy new medium does. I embraced it and dove right into research. For the rest of 2014, I was researching mediumship. I was researching the clairs. And in 2015, I started purchasing pre-recorded courses, working, understanding how spirit communicates, not just what the clairs are, but how spirit works with them. I read a lot of books. And by 2016, I was brave enough to put it out on Facebook social media that, hey, I'm a medium. And does anyone want to let me practice on them? So 2016 was my year of practice. And it started out with friends, then friends of friends, then friends of friends of friends, and so on and so on. And I was getting at least 2 practice sessions a week steadily. I wasn't charging. I was just practicing. And I loved every second of it. And in 2017, that was about the time where I was asked to work. 2016 Halloween, was asked to work my first party by a good friend. She trusted me. She knew me. And I worked this Halloween party. I probably saw like 10 people in a few hours, and it was fantastic. And I learned that I could work fast. I could bring quality mediumship when I worked fast. And with this revelation, in 2017, that's when I had the confidence to enter into working public fairs. That Halloween party really had me some confidence in that. So 2017, I start working my fairs. I was in Dallas-Fort Worth, very fortunate, because there's a fair every Saturday and Sunday of every weekend of the month. And that's what I did in 2017. I loved it, charging for private clients on the side, practice sessions were done. And my fairs were rocking and rolling. Now in 2018, my husband's job brought us down to Houston, 4 hours south of Dallas-Fort Worth. And it was there that I realized Houston does not have the fairs Dallas does. I got a little sad and I was like, well, how am I gonna do my mediumship if I don't have any fairs to work? Now I did have some phone clients still going, but more importantly to note that this year was the year that I had the opportunity of hosting a podcast on Beacon of Light Radio come into play. And so I immersed in that and I held on to some phone clients and I enjoyed Houston. In 2018-19, years kind of blend in a little bit together here, I landed my first physical office. It was in historic Richmond, which is just outside of Houston. And that's when I think my mediumship really took off. Word got round in this small town. There was a medium who had a little 90 square foot office in the back of an antique store in a haunted building where you could go and get a reading from a medium. And word spread and my days were busy. I'll never forget, my rent was $180 a month and I worried I wouldn't make it my first month. And would you know that my first month I made almost exactly $180 from my clients. So I was like, you know what? This is going to work. Month 2, income doubled. Month three, income doubled. It was great. I was happy. In-person clients, didn't have any phone ones except for the few from DFW. I was just in heaven. I was in heaven. I was there in that space for 18 months. And then about 2020, I found a space that was larger 10 minutes down the road. So I moved in there. And it was in that larger space, about 2020 in that time frame, that I started teaching. Maybe a little bit before then in Richmond, I taught a little bit, but really started diving into the teaching in 2020, 2021, and doing my own demonstrations to the public. Wow. And then I found another space that was even larger that I moved into, and I had that space for a year. I kept teaching. I started offering a mentorship. My students were growing. I hosted a fair. I hosted many fairs. I've hosted many fairs for the public. We did metaphysical fairs. I interviewed readers, vendors, ran the whole show, had some help too sometimes. Worked with the community, put my DEMs out there. My students started doing demonstrations. It really is amazing to look at the in-person journey I've had from just self-study to practice clients, to paying clients, to parties, to fairs, to an actual physical office, to regular clientele, to then asking to teach in person, then teaching in person, then running a mentorship. Now my mentees go out there and we demonstrate together. Been such a fulfilling in-person journey. And it's been a lot of work. That's half of it. But the other half is spirit. Like if spirit did not want me doing this, I would not be doing this, but I'm here to, with a good heart and purpose, to help people. And I think that that, and help people have a connection to spirit. And I think that that's what it's all about. Now the online journey, okay, this is important because now I'm pretty much all online. I do want to credit, you know, the fact that I am not just self-taught, but I want to credit the fact that I had mentors. I did have mentors. And it's very interesting because my mentors that I had were all virtual. They're British. I feel the world of all of them. And that those mentorships started in 2021. When I started studying with quality trained mediums, that's when my DEMs started to happen. That's when I was successful. That's when I had students sign up for mentorship. My mediumship grew from being a self-taught cool medium to an international medium. Through my mentorships, I have made international contacts. My teachings have reached internationally. My clientele base is international. And now this podcast is international. Clients and teachings international. And that's mainly because I took the chance and I got over the fear and I signed up with international mentors. Online, I DEM now. I touch people all across the U.S. And it's really amazing. Now, I think the two accomplishments I'm most proud of, well, I can't say two. There's a few, so I'm going to list them. More than two. Number one are my students. They're getting out there and they are turning around and helping people. They are now taking over stores, yoga studios, where I may have gone in to teach, but I have now taught them and they are running those spaces. They're hosting their own circles. They're hosting their own DEMs. I've been a great joy this past year, especially 2023, to watch them step into their roles in the community. And it is so fulfilling. So they, and what we do in the community together and watching them do it, our fundraisers for historic mansions in Galveston, Texas, our services that we do online through Zoom, our demonstrations that we do in Galveston and Spring and Rosenberg and Richmond and Sugarland, all of this stuff together, these readings and group readings and demonstrations. This is what I'm proud of and how we touch people. You know, when you sit with a DEM, if you sit through a DEM with us, and you'll hear me say that word a lot, it's short for demonstration. That means, you know, a group reading, a mediumship, demonstrating it. But if you sit through a DEM with us, they you don't forget it. It's life-changing, soul-piercing, awe-invoking. And I'm proud of this. So I'm very proud to run a good mentorship. I'm very proud of my mentees that have gone on to pay it forward. The other thing I'm proud about is when I was in mentorship, Mavis Patilla, who's an amazing, amazing medium. She has since crossed on into spirit, but she's all around. She is someone that really, really, really affected me in a beautiful light. But something that I'm super proud of with her mentorship is we had the opportunity to raise funds for the Hydesville Schoolhouse, which is connected to the Fox Sisters and the Journey Within. And to think that my mediumship actually provided funds to help restore that schoolhouse, it takes me a second to process that because it was amazing. I think another, and that was, I think, 2022. Now, the other accomplishment I am so grateful for is some of my classmates with Mavis reside in Lilydale, and they're registered mediums, reverends, mediums in Lilydale. But I demonstrated at Lilydale, and I was given the opportunity. And yeah, I'll never forget, I messaged my classmate, you know, from our time with Mavis together. And I said, I'm coming to Lilydale. I'm so excited to meet you in person. Do you want to have coffee? And she responded with, yes. Do you want a dim? I'm chairing the Forest Temple service. And when I read her message, I was like asking, when I read her message asking me to dim at Forest Temple, I burst into tears because not everyone is asked. You can apply. And to me, to say that I stood at the Forest Temple in Lilydale, where Susan B. Anthony has stood long ago, speaking on women's suffrage, at Lilydale, in the largest spiritualist community in the world, I just can't, it can't get better for me. It can't get any better for me. And so that's probably just my number one wow experience as a medium accomplishment. And that was recent too. That was just a matter of weeks ago. I just am so grateful. Should mention also that I have a school of metaphysics. Yes, I run mentorship. My platform that I teach under is Intuitive Insights. It's an LLC I established in 2019. And it's an online learning space. You know, you create your own account. It's free. I have free lessons up there. I want everyone to learn how to, or just have it available to them to learn when they're ready. And if they're ready, how to feel spirit and how to connect, because we're all here to do this. That's an episode for another day as well, my belief in that. And so I have Intuitive Insights School of Metaphysics, and that's intuitive-insights.learnworlds.com. And that is my baby, and I'm pretty proud of that. I feel so grateful that my journey has been what it's been. I wanted to tell y'all a little bit about myself, what I've done. I can honestly say it's half my hard work and it's half spirit. It's been such a beautiful journey these past 11 years. If you are a new medium, may this episode inspire you. You know, go with, don't fret about online presence or in-person presence. Go with where your soul is telling you to go. Go with where spirit is guiding you to go with it. Hibernations are okay. I want to stress that right now. You have got to live the physical with the spiritual. Do not immerse all into the mediumship development. You have to balance the physical. That's why we're here. We're here to learn that balance. And just go with the flow. See where you're drawn to working or writing or thinking or practicing. May this episode inspire you to do it. If you're ready to roll up your sleeves and you have the reverence for spirit and bringing that awareness of the divine around us to people, then you can't go wrong. You really can't. And if you're not a developing medium and you are listening to this, that's a little bit about me and what I've been up to is my journey. And speaking of intuitive insights and teaching, if you are interested in developing, mentorship for me online starts again August 8th. I've got one opening for my year one class, Thursday night, 6:30 to 8:30 Central Standard Time. We meet twice a month. Plus you get a weekly circle with me Monday nights on Zoom and a ton of other awesome supplementals. So if you're interested, please message me. Be sure to join my Facebook group, Tellings of a Medium with Jennifer Fezzio. You can ask questions there, follow along with the episodes there, and all types of good stuff in that group. If you don't want to dive into mentorship and you are kind of in that beginning phase of research and pre-recorded courses, then check out my online school, intuitive-insights.learnworlds.com. It's free. It's private. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about me and what I've done, where I've been. And we'll see you at the next episode.